And joining me right now here on the phone line, talk about a great event coming up this Saturday there in Vieira. This guy's going to be the MC. He's a great listener of the show, and I appreciate his help. He is Robin Vieira. And yes, he is a former trivia champion of the Mark Mosey Show. Rob, how you doing today?
Hey, Mark. How's it going, buddy? Thanks for having me on to promote this amazing event that's going on this Saturday in Vieira.
All right, let's get to it. What is going on this Saturday?
Well, this weekend at Vieira High School in the gymnasium, it is the annual Freedom Athletic Showcase. It's Saturday, March 9th, and it's only $5 cash to get in. I mean, we are so excited to showcase this Saturday. It's a great fundraiser for all of our all-star cheerleaders and a fun way for friends and family and the community to see our athletes perform. If you miss this event, you are missing out to see some of the best athletes in Brevard County. I'm telling you, each year, once a year, around the same time, each team this year has a raffle basket valued over at $400. We also are going to have a liquor basket for raffle off and, new this year, a smoker grill raffle. So make sure you come on out. The doors open at 11:30. Show starts at 12 o'clock. And, yeah, I'm emceeing again. I must have done a really good job last year.
How much did you guys raise last year for this event?
Last year, Mark, we raised an astounding $21,000. My mind was blown. We couldn't thank you guys, the listeners and the community, the parents. Unbelievable. We thank you so very much for your generous outpouring. And Mark, that place was packed. I've never seen it so packed before in my entire life. And I think this year is going to be the year that you need to come out. And all I got to say is come out and see what I'm talking about.
All right. Let's clarify this. So $5 at the door, cash.
$5 cash at the door.
Coming up this Saturday at Vieira High School, you were saying you raised like $21,000. So I just want to make sure I get this right. So what do all the proceeds go to for this great event with all these cheerleaders on hand?
The proceeds go right to the gym. It helps do gym improvements. It helps cut down the cost of competition fees, uniforms, equipment. Cheer is not a cheap sport. You know, you're doing all your competitions. You got all your hotels. That money does not go to hotels. That goes directly into the gym to do improvements, to competition fees, and so on and so forth. I mean, Nancy McDowell, the gym owner, she's been running this thing. She's been running the ship now. It'll be 21 years on April 20th, and her vision was, I want to give athletes an outlet. She was a competitive cheerleader at one time, and she just came up with the idea of Freedom Athletic, you know, USA, USA, let's go Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, Freedom Athletics.
You sound like you're a parent of a cheerleader. Is this right?
I am. Of course I am. My daughter's a junior coach. She'll be, we have a lot of great things going on this coming Saturday. We're going to have over 14 different teams that you can come on out and cheer. And the one thing that we do ask is that you stay for the entire event. It's going to be the best value for your buck on Saturday, March 9th, starting at 12 o'clock.
All right. You got to MC this thing. I've emceed many different things, but I've never done a cheerleading competition to raise money for a charity. I appreciate you doing this for the community. What do you need to do? Are you there for 10 straight hours hyping cheerleaders on the mic? Like, what is it?
Well, this year I'm incorporating actually walk-up themes this year. Like, I've downloaded music, I paid for it. It's just going to be, so they're going to walk up. I'm going to introduce each cheerleader. But I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is your blank, blank team headed to blank competition coming up in April. This is team so-and-so. And then I'll wait for the gal to give me the thumbs up, and I'll start their music, and bam, the best 2 minutes you'll ever see.
That, Rob, that's going to be our team, what you just said. The such-and-such team nobody, Mark and Rob. We're going up.
That's what it'll be. Hey, you have to be the flyer, because I'm afraid of heights.
It's okay. I think I need to bring my old, like from middle school, I'm going to bring my Jock Jams cassette tape, and we're just going to use that for our music.
Hey, man, these schools and these teams are up to date with the current hits, man. They they're all Swifties. They love Justin Bieber. Their big thing is the church clap. They said, Rob, can you make sure that you have the church clap on hand? I'm like, yep, you got it.
What's the church clap? What are you talking about?
So if you have ever been to a cheer competition, which I have been to, when they bring the teams out for awards, they play certain songs. They want to, as the judges are tallying their scores, they have all these songs that they play, and the church clap is one, and they just, you have to download it, Mark. It's by KB. It's a great song. It's a cheer song. It's just to keep the cheerleaders moving and grooving. And same thing with Justin Bieber's Baby. You want to hear thousands upon thousands of cheerleaders sing in unison? Yeah, it's like a karaoke party.
Wait a minute.
Cheer events.
Okay, if I ask that question in front of all these, like, you know, the junior high school kids, if I ask that question, what's the cheer clap, or would you say church clap song, will I get the look where they do the eye roll and say I'm a boomer? Is that what's going to happen?
No, you'll say, hey, you don't know about it here. Let us teach you about it.
No, I'm bringing the Jack Jams, ESPN's Jack Jams, on two CDs or two cassettes. I'm going to do it.
They probably will look at you and eye roll you.
It'll have CC Music Factory, and it'll have Snap. Ooh, who else will be on this thing? You know what I'm talking about. Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 2. Come on, we'll play all the hits. Let's do it.
Dude, that's all good stuff, man. The coaches will know exactly what you're playing because they now, the majority of these coaches, if not all of them, all at one time cheered for Coach Nancy. Mm-hmm. So it's like a freedom. You can't spell freedom without the word F, and you can't spell family without the word F. It's just one big family. We are the 101st Freedom Cheer Brigade, man. The 101st Cheer Brigade.
That is awesome. My song will be Pump Up the Jam. Do you remember that one?
Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah, pump it up. All right.
While your feet are thumping.
That's
and
right.
And the jam is potted. Look at the Prada's jumping.
See, you knew exactly what I was talking about. All right, before I let you go, I just figured this out the other day. This upsets me big time. But I need you to know this. So the NFL draft is supposed to be about my Chicago Bears with the first pick. But do you know where the NFL draft is being held this year?
Yeah, it's being home. It should have been the Super Bowl champion, Detroit Lions.
So my Bears are going to get up there and draft Caleb Williams. And it's going to be a big moment for the organization. The problem is, it's going to be all these stupid Detroit Lions fans in the crowd, and you're going to be booing the whole time. I don't like this. Not one bit, Rob.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should go out there as the number one Bears fan. Stop Bears! And stand up to all those guys. Say, hey, I'm from Chicago. I'm a Chicago kid. I ain't going to take that no more, guys. Okay?
Boo! This is what they're going to be like. And the Bears take Caleb Williams, and the whole crowd, boo, boo. It's exactly what it's going to be. Ridiculous. The only thing that could have been worse is if it was at Green Bay. That would have been the worst of the worst, Rob. The worst.
They're insufferable. Those Packer fans are they're insufferable.
All right, before I let you go, tell us about the event for Saturday one more time.
All right, don't forget, it's the Freedom Athletic Showcase. We got over 14 teams coming. We have all the teams from Freedom Athletics. We have the elementary and middle school Vieira charter team. And we also have the Eastern Florida State College cheer and dance squads. Oh, yeah, and Mark, a special guest this year is the Vieira Chorus, as they will be singing the national anthem this year.
Great stuff. Is there a website or Facebook we can check out to get info?
Well, you can go on to Facebook at Freedom Athletics INC.
All right.
You can go on to Instagram as well, and all that information. You can even, Mark, tell them my name, you know, and I have that's all posted. You just find Freedom Athletics, and then you'll see multiple people who's made multiple posts about
awesome.
This Saturday at 12 o'clock at the Vieira High School Gymnasium.
Rob, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck emceeing the event coming up this Saturday.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me on, and let's go Freedom.